The Trojan War, Episode 69, The Return Home.
It was a joke! A joke! I told Odysseus to give something to the Trojans that was big enough to hide the soldiers in. My first idea was a gigantic birthday cake for King Priam, but it would have arrived 6 months too early.
A giant wooden horse, like the one they used, that was only one suggestion.
The idea was that the soldiers would climb out at nightfall and open the gates to the city.
A joke? I mean, because I really, really didn't think anyone would be stupid enough to fall for it.
No, not even the Trojans.
But instead of laughing, he tells me I am a genius, kisses me and runs away, and look now. Of course, it seems now that was all his idea. No mention of poor Improbus. Bastard.
Like I told you, no one ever lost out by underestimating the intelligence of the public. And it looks like he understood that better than I did. But I haven't finished with him yet.
Oh, look, speak of the devil.
Your Highness, I am honored indeed. Not often do the great ones of the Greeks bother to condescend to pay a call on Improbus, the poor, insignificant Italian merchant, and never one so brave or so accomplished.
The wooden horse, was that not brilliant?
Surely the Greek kings would have fared ill but for the resourcefulness, nay, the genius of the great King Odysseus.
Why, I am Probus, man. What's cooking? I can't stop ruin too long now, mind. I gotta get me home. Zeus only knows what that dirty woman of mine's been up to in the last 10 years since I've been away, you know. Anyway, they say you've got something to show me.
Indeed I do, Highness. The greatest thing ever contrived by the arts of man. Many, many years in the making, and with the help of priests and scholars from Egypt, Italy, Thrace, Skegness, and beyond. But, Highness, before I show you what is behind this curtain, I will have to respectfully ask you to breathe no word about this to the other Greek kings. It is for you and for you alone that this sublime invention has been contrived.
All right. Ta-da! Yeah, but what is it?
A navigational aid, sire.
A navigational aid?
Yes, sire. With Improbus's sat navigator to guide you, the journey home will take no time at all. You'll be back in a jiffy, a trice. In no time, you will have your feet up in front of the fire in your palace in Ithaca, with your lovely wife bringing you a flagon of the finest wine.
So, who does it work then?
By talking directly to the gods. Hermes himself will come to guide you, and although you will not be able to see his winged sandals in the air in front of you, the sat navigator will, and the trusted messenger of the gods will lead you safely to your destination.
So, what's all this? What are these bells for? And these whistles?
To summon the gods.
And how do I tell them where I want to go, like?
You don't tell them, you just think it. Once you have summoned the gods, think of your destination as hard as you can, and then you spin the golden arrow. When it comes to rest, the arrow will point in the direction you want to go.
Oh, cool. And you haven't told Menelaus or Agamemnon, man?
Oh, no. Your Highness alone among the great ones knows about this.
All right.
And how much will it cost? Sire, such is the honor in which I hold you that I will charge you no more than it cost me to create this wondrous device.
And who much is that?
Only 20,000. It's yours for only 20,000.
20 big ones? Are you kidding us?
Sire, I have consulted many brilliant minds at considerable expense to create this miracle of science.
Yeah, but 20 big ones?
Well, if the great King Odysseus is a little short of cash, perhaps I should try Agamemnon.
All right. Do you take Elymir Express?
That will do nicely.
Turn left.